بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته وأحبته عليا أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين، وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين، وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهم السلام، وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي، عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وإذ أخذ الله ميثاق الذين أوتوا الكتاب لتبيننه للناس ولا تكتمونه فنبذوه وراء ظهورهم واشتروا به ثمنا قليلا فبئس ما يشترون. One of the most important directives in Islam is that we, the followers of this religion, the Muslims, the believers, have to present the knowledge and the truth to the people, and we should not conceal it. Truth should not be concealed. Truth has to be presented, has to be published, has to be disseminated and shared with people. If you have a piece of a truth which is fundamental and it is related to the aqeedah, especially when it is related to the pillars of Islam, we have to share it. We can't conceal it. God made a covenant with earlier communities and with the Muslims. أخذ الله ميثاق الذين أوتوا الكتاب. ميثاق, we made a covenant, we signed a contract with them, that the truth has to be disseminated. Speak the truth. Tell people about the truth. Don't conceal it. لتبيننه للناس ولا تكتمونه. Don't conceal it. But what they did, فنبذوه وراء ظهورهم. They cast the truth behind their backs. فنبثوه وراء ظهورهم واشتروا به. In exchange for that, for throwing the truth behind their back, they purchased a very small price. They got a very small price. It's not worthy. واشتروا به ثمنا قليلا فبئس ما يشترون. In another verse in Surah Al-Baqarah, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ, this is one of the fundamental, one of the fundamental verses in the Quran. One of the key verses in the Quran. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْتُمُونَ مَا أَنزَلْنَا مِنَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالْهُدَى. Those who conceal what we have sent down and made it clear. من البينات, the signs. They conceal the signs. وَالْهُدَى, and the guidance. من بعد ما بيناه للناس في الكتاب. After we made it very clear for the people in their books, in all books. Kitab here, it means Torah, it means Gospel, it means the Quran. Torah, Injil, and the Quran. All these scriptures are Kitab. أولئك يلعنهم الله ويلعنهم اللاعنون. Nothing worse than لعنة, damnation. God is going to send His curse, His damnation on them, and people are going to curse them because they concealed the truth. They did not share it. They did not share the truth, which led into the misguidance of the Ummah. The misguidance of the Ummah. We in Islam, we have the same problem. Not only the Jews and the Christians. If we look at our history, we repeated the same mistake. Many muhaddithin, transmitters of hadith, the imams of hadith. I'm going to give you one example of them. Many mufassirin, exegists who explain the Quran. Many muarrikhin, historians who narrate the history of Islam. Many scholars conceal the truth. They did not tell you the full story. They told you the partial story, not the full story. Which led, as a result of that, led into the misguidance of the Ummah. The misguidance of the Ummah. What was the reason for them to conceal? Reason number one is hubbud dunya. Hubbud dunya. Washtaraw bihi thamanan qalila. They want to stay longer because they are on payroll. They are close to the Sultan. If he speaks the truth, the Sultan is going to dismiss him. Hubbud dunya. Enchantment with the dunya. Number two reason was bigotry. Ta'assub. Bigotry against certain people, in this case against Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Some people did not like Ahlul Bayt. They didn't like them. It was jealousy and bigotry. The third reason, it was fear. Many of historians and mufassirin did not speak the truth because of the fear of persecution by the Sultan, by the Abbasid, by the Umayyad, by the political establishment. What is the most important source of hadith in the Sunni tradition? أصح الكتب. Sahih al-Bukhari has been described as being أصح الكتب بعد كتاب الله تعالى. The most authentic book after this book. After the book of God. An imam wrote this book, Muhammad ibn Ismail. He was born in Bukhara because he's Bukhari. And he died in a village near Samarkand. And he lived for 62 years. And he was born, when he was born, during the time of our imams. When Imam al-Ridha died in year 202, Bukhari, Muhammad ibn Ismail al-Bukhari, was 9 years old. So he witnessed part of the time of Imam al-Ridha. After Imam al-Ridha, he witnessed the time, the reign of Imam al-Jawad. After Imam al-Jawad, Imam al-Hadi. After Imam al-Hadi, Imam al-Hasan al-Askari. And he was contemporary with Imam al-Hasan al-Askari. But if you open his book, he has no single hadith from Imam al-Hasan al-Askari. No single hadith from Imam al-Jawad. No single hadith of Imam al-Ridha. No single hadith of Imam al-Kadhim. No single hadith of Imam al-Sadiq. No single hadith of Imam al-Baqir. Instead, he has 5,300 hadith narrated by Abu Hurairah. Abu Hurairah was with the Prophet for only 1 year and 9 months. 5,300 hadiths. Over a period of only 1 year and 9 months are documented in the book of hadith. Imam al-Sadiq, Imam al-Fuqaha, the one who all the Fuqaha, Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik, Shafi'i, Ahmed ibn Hanbal are his students. No single hadith narrated from Imam al-Sadiq. What do you call this, my friend? What do you call it? Fatima, the daughter of the Prophet, he narrates only one hadith from Fatima to Zahra. One hadith only. Fatima, who was with the Prophet, always with the Prophet. And the Prophet would say things to her that he doesn't say to public. Instead, 5,400 hadith by Lady Aisha in their books. What do you call this, my friends? What do you call it? Tell me. Teach me. Educate me. Maybe I am wrong. This is Imam al-Bukhari. أصح الكتب بعد كتاب الله. The most authentic book after the Quran. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, Madinatu Ilmi Rasul. The Prophet says, Ana Madinatu al-Ilm wa Aliyun Babuha. They write it in their books, in their books. He's the gate of the knowledge. You know how many hadiths he narrates from Imam Ali? 32 hadiths. 32 hadiths. These are facts. Do you know why we are frustrated now? I want people to know why we are frustrated. Because people turned away from Ahlul Bayt. Sahih Muslim, in his book, I have it, if you want me, I can show it to you. When he comes to this ayah 33:33, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلِ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَحِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. He says, the Prophet was asked, Ya Rasulullah, who's your family? He says, my family, Ali, Fatima, Hassan, and Hussein. Those are my family. And then the Prophet repeats it three times. This is in Sahih Muslim, three times. أُذَكِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ فِي أَهْلِ بَيْتِي أُذَكِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ فِي أَهْلِ بَيْتِي أُذَكِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ. Take care of my family. I remind you, by God, I remind you of the importance and the sanctity of my family. Take care of them. This is how we take care of them. They are the source of knowledge. And then we don't report anything, and we report from others. What do you call this? Tell me. Same Imam al-Bukhari, he has a history. He's not only transmitter of hadith, muhaddith, he's historian. In his history, he says, people after the Prophet, the best one after the Prophet is Abu Bakr. After him followed by Umar, the best one. The best one after Umar is Uthman. Then the whole companions are sawa, equal. In the same book, when he speaks about the Khilafah, he says Abu Bakr ruled for 2 years and 6 months. Umar ruled for 10 years and 2 years and 2 months, Abu Bakr. Umar, 10 years and 6 months, Uthman 12 years, and then he doesn't mention the name of Ali. And then he said, we had a fitna for 5 years, and after fitna, Muawiyah for 20 years, and Yazid for 3 years and 6 months. He doesn't even consider Imam Ali to be Khalifa. He refers to the period of Imam Ali as fitna, thumma al-fitna, thumma kanat al-fitna, the commotion, the fitna. He doesn't consider Imam Ali even to be the fourth caliph. You know who started? Who made Imam Ali the fourth caliph? Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. When Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal came, he said Imam Ali has to be Rabi'ul Khulafa. They call it Tarbi'. Otherwise, before, only first caliph, second caliph, third caliph. The rest are equal. Rest are equal. Ali, who never left the Prophet any second in his life. Ali, who slept in the bed of the Prophet, so the Prophet can go safe to Medina. And Allah says, Allah praises Imam Ali in Surah Al-Baqarah. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ رَأُفٌ. Ali, where the Prophet says, أَنْتَ مِنِّي بِمَنْزِلَةِ هَارُونَ مِنْ مُوسَى. These hadiths are documented in their books. The Prophet says about Ali, أَقْضَاكُمْ عَلِي أَعْلَمُكُمْ عَلِي أَعْدَلُكُمْ عَلِي. The most just, the most learned. Huh? And what else? The most just, أعدلكم, أقضاكم, and also the wisest when it comes to judgment, وأعلمكم, the most learned. Ali is equal with the others. People turned away. This is فنبذوه وراء ظهورهم. They cast the truth behind their backs. This is what happened for the ummah. This is what happened. If you want to know the root cause of our division today and the disintegration of Muslims, disintegration of the Muslim Ummah, you have to go back and dig deep in the history and see what happened. Why someone like Imam al-Bukhari, Imam al-Muhaddithin, he's the top leader in the school of Hadith, he stays away from Ahlul Bayt. He stays away. And then he narrates hadith from someone who's Kharijite, Imran ibn al-Husayn. They know his history. He's Kharijite, but he puts his hadith. He considers this Kharijite to be a confident person, reliable person. Allah says in the book, if you want prosperity, stay and stick with those who speak the truth. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. I'm proud. If I stay alone in this universe, but on the path of Ahlul Bayt, I would still be proud. Because I'm sticking to those who are Sadiqeen. They spoke the truth. Imam Ali says, لا تستوحشوا في طريق الهدى لقلة من يسلكه. The path of guidance is difficult. Many people will shun away from it. So don't feel estranged and lonely when you travel on that path, because only few people travel on that path. And Allah says about the population of earth, وَأَكْثَرُهُمْ لِلْحَقِّ كَارِهُونَ. The majority of the population of mankind, they despise, they dislike. وَأَكْثَرُهُمْ لِلْحَقِّ كَارِهُونَ. اللَّهُمَّ ثَبِّتْنَا عَلَى وِلَايَةِ أَمِيرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عليه الصلاة والسلام. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا فنتبع والباطل باطلا فنجتمع. اللهم من على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية، وعجل في فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان، وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد. Tonight we have kids club here. I think it begins at 6 p.m. I don't know the time, but bring your kids here. And tomorrow we have sisters session discussion, only sisters from 4 to 6. And then from 6 onward, we have Tafsir al-Quran for the young generation, for the youth. Sallu ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.